Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. I am Wes Ayers with the awe-inspiring Jess Estep. We are brought to you by ministry.com. Jess, it's so good to see you after a week of being away from you because of busy schedules last week, but it's good to see you. What's going on?
It's good to see you too, buddy. Always glad to be in the zoo with Wes Ayers. Well, what's been going on? That's kind of a loaded question. I don't want to go through every single thing because, like I said last time, a lot of our week-to-week stuff, I feel like we repeat a lot, but I guess it is important to give shout-outs where shout-outs are due, but we have had a pretty good week. My weekend was interesting because our son had a fever all weekend,
yeah,
which is always a bummer. He was supposed to have a ball game. He plays basketball. He's 6 years old, and he wasn't able to play. And just some things, he had planned to do. We wanted to go see a movie, and he wasn't feeling good Friday, and we kind of noticed, that when he got home. When he's not feeling good, he just doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want to do anything. And so anyway, about Sunday, he started feeling better again, but mm-hmm. It kind of wiped out the weekend.
Sure, yeah.
Through the week, we've had a lot of training going on here that's kind of consumed my week last week, which is, I texted you and said I was super busy because we've had this renovation in our auditorium going, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looks great.
Well, I appreciate that. But with that has come a whole new way of learning how to run the sound, run the audio visual. The computer is new and it's got a new program on it. And so everything works a little bit different than it did before.
Yeah.
And so there's probably more details that you have to follow. Now it's more streamlined and it's a little bit easier to maneuver around, but there's, I don't know about more maneuvers and whatnot, but there are more buttons. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And there's more ways to mess it up, but it actually is easier. We built two wing walls and redecorated the front of our auditorium, got rid of our tall, awkward shaped stage, went with a more horseshoe shaped stage that's lower all the way around. But in the walls, we have installed two, they call them video walls is what they are, but they're basically LED panel screens. And so they're, 10 foot diagonally. I'm not sure exactly the size, but it's interesting if you're looking at remodeling or looking at redoing your screens, it's something to look at. They'll last, I think there's like a 50-year deal on them or 20 year, something like that. And they, they're super easy because instead of a whole projector going out, you might have one or two of the, I think they're like 8-inch square panels that make, there's 96 LED square panels that make up one screen and they all work together to make one picture. It's just really, technology is really incredible to me.
So how bright is it?
It will hurt your eyes. For instance, okay, Sunday morning we didn't notice as much. The lights coming through the windows in the auditorium. Sunday night, it's dark outside. And when the paperless hymnal songs came in, didn't notice it so much in the announcement slides,
right?
Because they were a little darker. But when the song slides came on, you couldn't look at it. I mean, you could, but it was like I gotta squint my eyes, and that was 20% brightness.
So it has a lot more room to play.
A lot more room to play, and one of our elders noticed that the elder Ross Hargett, who has been a great general manager for this project. He went up there and he turned it down to 14%, and then you could look at it.
Yeah.
You could look at it. So, but,
Ross has been, I'm here frequently, because we're friends, and then we do the show here too. But he's up here a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a lot of work here. And, of course, elders and deacons across the board, they do tons of work. But, when this remodel project was first brought up and I first heard about it, Ross is. Hey, I mean, he's been plugged in from minute one, so that's awesome to see that, and to see that elders care so much about making sure that the people that they're shepherding have the things that they need. So that's mm-hmm. that's been really cool to watch from an outside looking in perspective.
Mm-hmm. So we've had, you know, during the day, we've had some unofficial training, not really official. We did have a Wednesday night where we met a little earlier, but I've been meeting with a guy named Randy and Chris almost every day last week while they were here. I was just soaking up the information, trying to learn as much as possible. As they were wrapping it up, they had more time to spend because there are several events that go on that I'm up here with young people. My wife does GLOW here, and mm-hmm. so I need to have my mind wrapped around how all does all this work so that sure. I can tell her and be able to run it myself. So I've been up here doing a lot of that. But anyway, so that's kind of the system we have. We have a mixer now that is all digital. I mean, it looks a lot like this, except the adjustment buttons, you can touch a button, and, I mean, you can have several different mixes by using the same faders. And I can't really explain all that, but it has a computer in it where it saves it. You hit a button and all of a sudden you see all the faders slide up for whatever you set it for. You hit another button and they move around, and then you can set them. And you hit another button for the live feed mm-hmm. and you can adjust that a little bit. You can use your iPad to change the volume. I could sit in my seat and change, which I think y'all do that.
We do.
You can do that too. So mm-hmm. it's probably the same. It's probably a similar mixer.
Right. Yeah.
So
I know, like, when I preach, I'm not near as vocally enhanced as Howell is. Howell's mm-hmm. he's incredibly loud. He has a great voice, and his voice just kind of carries through the auditorium. So if I'm preaching or speaking or whatever, there's settings for each one of us.
Right.
And so when I get up there, they can just kind of punch Wes. Right. You know, not punch me, but punch my name on the iPad, and it kind of goes to the settings that it's got for me. So that's really great. The Killing Auditorium looks phenomenal.
I saw when y'all hosted U Series, you had your iPad, and I assume that's what y'all had some audio trouble that night, and I know you were trying to get that going. So I was like, I bet he's doing something with his sound from his iPad. So anyway.
But when it's working, it's unreal.
Yeah, right.
It's just crazy cool.
Right. So it's taken a while to adjust.
Yeah.
That was kind of a long spill about that. But
it's awesome.
It's consumed a lot of time lately. Sure. But I'm getting used to it. We've got a new camera back there too, so you can do a live feed camera shot. And so we've got like 6 presets on that. So I learned how to do that the other day, set those. So there's some things that I'm getting used to. So I'm pretty comfortable with it right now, but awesome. There's a lot of things that I don't want to touch on it.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to mess it up.
Just leave it to somebody else.
Just leave it to somebody else.
Delegation.
Yep. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, it's been kind of crazy. We, too, had sick children this past week, which, you know, it's never fun. I mean, if you have kids or you know that it's just not fun, you would take their place in a heartbeat. So they're both over it. Pearson's back at school and running wide open. Chapman is still kind of in the process of getting over it. So, you know, it's just been that consumes a lot of your time. And, you know, you want your kids to get better. So you spend that time with them and help them and encourage them. But, you know, a couple of nights ago we had senior night at Rogers, and we've got one of our girls that cheers, so we were there for that. And then there, of course, the area tournament was this week too. So went over to Deschler on Monday night, and we've got two girls that cheer at Rogers and a girl that plays basketball. So they were all there. And then Wilson, they were playing Wilson, and we have a young lady who cheers and a young lady who plays for them. So it was good to see all them together on the court at the same time. And, you know, I didn't really know who to cheer for, but, you know, I'm a Pirate at heart, so I cheered for the Pirates, but Wilson ended up winning, and
they
advanced. Yeah, and you know, I knew that whoever won that game had to play Deschler, who was last year's state champion. And when we got to Deschler the other night, it was halftime, and whoever Deschler was playing, they were winning 60-9.
Wow.
And it was halftime. And I was like, man, they're incredible. They're on a whole different level. So been spending a lot of time in basketball gyms, and that's fun to watch that. But, you know, been spending a lot of time planning a mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got one for our youth group coming up. We're going to go to Georgia this time. We hope, and we're praying for that. And I'm trying to plan a trip for Honduras for me. I've never been out of the country, never done overseas mission work, and pretty excited about that opportunity. Hopefully that all pans out. You know, we're just praying to God for good things to happen, and hopefully we can grow in that. And that's what's spent a lot of my time's been spent this week is just trying to make plans for that. You know, getting a passport is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a long process, yeah. But you got to have one.
You know, you can expedite the process.
You could.
But it's super expensive to expedite said process. So yeah. We're just kind of letting it take its time and, hoping that if it's meant to be, it'll pan out. But, you know, I know that God's going to use us in whatever way he needs. So if I can't make it there this time, hopefully we can make it in the future. So just making plans for that. But anyway, we know you're busy too. We've been busy, know that you've been busy, and hope that everyone is well. You know, we're talking about sick kids. Up to Christmas time, it's like our kids were good. Then after Christmas, it's like, I mean, can you stay healthy? I mean, can you get healthy, period? You know, it's just everybody kind of gets sick after that time frame. So, but anyway, today we're talking about something that's interesting, and you get into this month of January and you really start seeing these things happen. You plan them the year before, you set the dates, and you get things ready. And so we're talking about planning banquets and kind of like different honor nights that we do at Shiloh and that happen at Killen. And we're going to tell you about those things and how we do those things. And we definitely covet your input on the things that you do as far as banquets and honor nights, different things that you do at your congregations to recognize people for what they have done or what they mean to your church family. And and I think those nights are important because you're talking about family and you're talking about people that you love and you talk about people that you want to honor. So we do those kinds of things, and we don't need to be doing those things just because we have to. We need to be doing those things because we love those people. They've been important to the work that we have going on here. So we're going to talk about different things that we do, and definitely want to hear from you about things that you do. We've got the comment feed. We've got the show running here. So if you make a comment, we'll try our best to get to you to respond to that comment. So hopefully we'll have some good feedback. But Jess, what are some of the things that at Killen you guys have found that are important that you work with, that you continue to see that it's beneficial for your church family and your church growth?
Well, I'll just run through a list here. And as I go, I guess I'll just kind of describe how we do it. And maybe that'll give you guys some ideas. And while we're talking, like Wes said, please leave us some comments. We want to know what types of dinners you have. We want to know what you plan. And so if you're on Facebook Live right now, we can see, like Wes said, we can see your comments live. We'd like to give that a shout out and let everybody kind of hear some different ideas. If you're listening to the podcast right now, definitely email us or get in touch with us in one of the ways that we'll discuss a little bit later. So at Killen, I guess the one that comes around every year that I plan, that Lori and I do, that's pretty much us, you know, that comes from us, is our graduation banquet for our high school seniors. That is always the first weekend in May. It just seems like after that weekend, there's a lot of things that start going on, and weekends get tougher. Right. So that's when we do our graduation banquet. It has two different parts. The first part is after service on that Sunday night. Everybody, we typically have a shortened, abbreviated service. Stan will usually keep that a little shorter that night. And then we stay in the auditorium for, I don't know, it takes probably 20 to 30 minutes. And what we do is we show a picture of each senior one at a time, formal picture, usually their drape picture, their tux picture. And I have them fill out a little biographical sketch ahead of time that I type out for one of the elders to read. And the elders, I like for them to be up there. And so we usually have one of the elders read that biographical sketch and then another elder to hand out, and we give them a Bible every year. That's their graduation gift. No, actually, it's not. It is a commentary. We give the Bibles when they're baptized. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say sometimes it changes. I guess it just depends. And Russell, one of our elders' wives, she has traditionally always bought the gift, and so it's really up to her. But it's one or the other. Yep. And so we do that, and then they sit down. So we go one at a time. We go through the seniors, read their biographical sketch, tells what they're going to do after high school. And then when that part's done, we dismiss, and then their families and the elders and the elders' wives, they're all invited to come over for a dinner, which is a little bit more formal. Lori and I usually decorate the annex during the day, set up the tables real nice. And for the past few years, we've ordered from Rick's, and that works out really well because they're real close to us at the barbecue, if you're not familiar with what Rick's is.
Right.
And it's a little trickier now since they're not open on Sundays, which I think is great for them. But they still send us the food on Saturday evening, so with instructions on how to heat it up, and it's always great. You know, there's no lack in the food. So we do that, and then after we eat, we go into a makeshift theater that I block off part of the annex. Excuse me. And so we go in there, and I usually put together a little video. From pictures that I have taken through the years, from pictures that their parents send me. So I ask for 15 to 20 pictures, and I go one at a time through the students in alphabetical order and just show from the time they were babies to growing up to seniors to pictures. I usually throw in the pictures that we take at the end of the video and let them look at the pictures from their family growing up, and then I do a little tag at the end. And then I show some of the crazy fun pictures from trips we've been on and things like that. And that's always fun. And that's pretty much it. You know, I'll say a few words about, you know, how emotional it is to let go of them, because it always is every year. And so that's our graduation banquet. And then we have a teacher appreciation banquet that I do not plan. That is not me. We have people that plan that. And usually... Stan will do a little talk, and it's basically just all of our teachers in the congregation. This is teachers at Killen, not necessarily teachers where the students would invite their favorite teacher or a couple of favorite teachers, which that is a really cool thing. I don't know if you do. We don't do it, but I would like to start doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all do. So
we do not.
Anyway, that's something to think about. But for our Bible class teachers at Killen, we have a teacher banquet every year, and we have members that are over that. It's a really nice meal. You get there, and you sit wherever you want to, and it's always a really nice meal. It's always decorated real nice. And at some point during the evening, Stan will give a little talk, and then... And then our education director has awards for each department, elementary all the way up to adults, and gives out Teacher of the Year award. I have no idea how that is judged. I don't know if he just picks somebody because I never see a ballot.
Right.
So I don't know how that goes, but it's always fun, and everybody's always on pins and needles to see who's going to get Teacher of the Year. Who's going to win.
Yeah.
And it always is the exact right people. So I love that banquet. And then we have a new members banquet. So every year we have a new members banquet for any new member that has come in through that past year.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you became a member, if you were baptized or you placed membership or whatever, right after the new member banquet, you're going to get honored a year later. So it just makes sure that we've got a good crowd, and I don't plan that one either. But again, Stan usually has a little talk. It's usually funnier, tell some jokes. And it's a really good way to get to know new people. And if I'm not mistaken, I think those we have assigned seats for those so that everybody can kind of meeting some new people. So that's a lot of fun. We have a Lads to Leaders. We have done different ways with Lads to Leaders in the past, and I'm not sure we still have the best way to do it. We have had kickoffs for Lads to Leaders, which include food and signups around the room where you have tables for each event. So we've done it that way. We've done a kickoff where it was more like a reception where you come over and basically it's a quicker, grab some snacks, but also the big push is to sign up.
Sure.
And then a post-convention banquet where we have acknowledged everybody that participated, given a certificate, a little plaque with everything they participated in. So there's some things you can do with Lads to Leaders, which I'm sure y'all do. Mm-hmm. Some things we've done periodically, elders appreciation banquets where it's more formal, has a theme, decorate for a theme, and then have some kind of presentation by the teens of why we appreciate our elders. Widows and widowers banquet we've done periodically. Sometimes we tie that to a Valentine's theme and do it like a sweetheart banquet. But those could be separate. So those are some of the things that we do and have done and do kind of periodically at Killen. So I'm anxious to hear what you guys do at Shiloh.
Well, like Sunday, we have a it's kind of a Valentine's banquet oriented kind of thing. But it's more along the lines of honoring our senior members, you know, the ones who are 50 and older, and it kind of gives them an opportunity to be recognized, and you know, they enjoy that. So we're actually doing that Sunday. So it's pretty neat. We're, you know, we love doing that. We love being a part of that, and the youth group will actually serve at that, and they'll, you know, do the drinks, they'll pour the food, you know, whatever, pour the food.
Yeah,
they will pour the drinks and serve the food, you know, whatever. You know, we're just excited about that and really enjoy doing that. So we do that every year. Of course, we do a graduation banquet to honor our seniors. We will recognize the ones who graduate college as well, but we will do a big presentation for the high school graduates, things like that. We do that the first Sunday in May. We used to try to bounce it around and try to figure out when graduation was going to be and who was going to be in town and how was it going to be most effective. So we just sat down in a meeting and decided that we were just going to designate a Sunday for graduation banquet day. And that way, if they want to invite family, their families can be there. You know, people who don't necessarily attend with us can be there and be visiting with us that day. So we designated the first Sunday in May as graduation banquet day. So we're excited to see how that works out. So
now, do you do that during the day or is it after evening service or how do y'all do?
So we'll do hours in the church format.
Okay.
So
you're done in the afternoon.
Yeah. So we'll break after worship that morning. We'll go back and we'll honor the seniors back there, and then we'll meet back at 12:30. I think is what we're going to try to do.
Nice.
And be done for the day. So that gives them that way. If family has come in, they can spend the rest of the day with them, and it just kind of works out really well. That's what we envision happening. Yeah. I mean, it could change because you know this is new. So we're just trying to see how. You know, how it works and what works best. So Valentine's banquet, graduation banquet. We do a teacher's appreciation banquet. The education director at our congregation puts it together. It is to honor the teachers at Shiloh. But I'm like you, you know, I think honoring teachers, you know, in the community is a good thing. And if you do that, I would love to hear how you do that and what you do and how you plan it, how you put it together, how you get the word out, that kind of thing. I would love to know about that. So we do those. And then, of course, we do a Latch to Leaders banquet as well. We do a kickoff. And basically, our entire foyer is just lined with tables and sign-up sheets. And there's somebody there who's going to be like, you know, maybe the coach of that. That's kind of telling you what's happening and what's going on. And then you have the opportunity to sign up for that if it's something that you're interested in. And then we've started something new this year once year-round events are completed because, you know, we take the last quarter of the year and the first quarter of the next year and we structure our classes around Lads to Leaders kind of stuff. So, and work on those year round events. And I think it's worked out great. We love it. And so we take some time to honor those when they're completed. So when they're done, we honor those people in front of the congregation. We'll have another one of those on Sunday. So we're really excited about that, but it really gives those young people an opportunity to say that, you know, not only am I working at this and not only am I becoming better at these things, but somebody's recognizing that I'm doing this work. So
I like that idea.
You know, it's really cool and the kids really feed off of it. And then of course we do a post convention, you know, breakdown of all the things that have happened, all the things that have grown and all the things that have changed. And it's really fun. One thing that we do a little bit of sunshine, which is like a widow's banquet kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year we'll draw names, and basically your responsibility is like a secret pal thing.
Okay.
So you buy them gifts for their birthday, special holidays, things like that. You buy them gifts, and they don't know who you are until that banquet, and then you reveal who you are to them at that time, and you just kind of, we put them on display. They just kind of sit together, and as their name is called, somebody will bring a gift to them and present that they've been, you know, their partner, their pal for the whole year. So it's really cool. They really get excited about that. They really feel good about that, and it's a good opportunity for our young people to be involved in something really great.
Sure.
The last thing that we do, and it's it's emotional almost. We do a Veterans Day banquet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of veterans inside of our membership, and it's just really, it's really cool. Leslie Purser and some of the Good Samaritans there, mm-hmm. they kind of put that together. And Leslie will get a gift for them, and then we'll present those gifts to them. We'll have a meal for them, and the youth group will serve that meal. And it's just incredible to watch the younger generation, the teenagers that I work with, all the time honor those people that have made the sacrifice and have put their life on the line and have endangered who they are to make sure that we have these freedoms, to make mm-hmm. sure that the, you know, that those things are not overlooked. And so it's really, it's such a huge honor to just be a part of that and to be involved with that. I don't plan it all the way. I have lots of help from lots of people. But it's one of the coolest things we do
yeah.
because they enjoy it. The veterans enjoy it. They appreciate it. And I think that's one area where we could really grow as a society is honoring those people who have fought for those things. And, you know, we used to tie Veterans Day and like a Memorial Day kind of thing together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're trying to work on more of a Memorial Day type setup
mm-hmm.
And just sticking to the holidays because, you know, that's what they're there for. That's what they're represented
right.
for. So we're trying to separate those two and make sure that we give those their due diligence at the time that they're there. So
mm-hmm.
Those are some of the things that we do.
Okay.
We enjoy doing them. It does take some time, especially if you want to do it right. Anytime
yeah.
you're putting a banquet together, it's going to take time. So don't think that, you know, if you're doing a banquet on Sunday, well, I can start planning and decorating on Friday.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your people. Don't do that to the people that are involved. Don't do that. You know, we've talked about procrastination before.
Yeah.
And when you're putting a banquet together, that's one of those times where you want to be proactive. You
sure.
want to be moving forward. So if you're putting banquets together, you already know what it's like to wait till the last minute. And, you know, I used to be bad about doing that with Bible Bowl, and that's not an event, but I had to have Greg Ledbetter come to the building one day, and he just started, like, doing stuff. I mean, just making stuff happen. And, you know, because I waited too long. When it comes
yeah.
to planning events and banquets, don't do that to yourself.
Well, I sure do miss Greg Ledbetter. Thanks for bringing my good buddy up. But
you're good buddy.
You're right.
He's our good
buddy. Our good
buddy,
I know. But yeah, Wes is totally right. Don't procrastinate on those events. And there's been times when we've actually postponed or canceled one of those because time just got away from us and the mm-hmm. date was coming up and it was not going to be what it should have.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what, we're not going to stress over this. We're just going to, let's wait for a little while. Let's postpone this
yeah.
and we'll do it later and we'll do it bigger and better. So think about that.
Be sure to plan ahead because
yeah.
you don't want to place an event right in the middle of the craziest time of the year.
Yeah. And I mean, that definitely applies for anything, but especially, you know, a dinner or a banquet
right.
of this type.
Yeah.
So right now what we're going to do, we've got four different types of events that we'll just bring up and just give you some ideas of what you could do if you're not doing anything like this. And it can go from range from very simple to basically just an acknowledgement after a worship service.
Right.
And you wouldn't really call that a banquet, but I guess the slash honors night, I
sure.
guess, is what
mm-hmm.
we ought to put on this episode.
Yeah.
To full out meal and video and whatnot. So we'll just kind of go, we've got four of these and I'll mm-hmm. start. So what you could do on the small end of this, if you want to just have an acknowledgement before or after service, I know when we were at Atlas, we did the veterans thing.
Yeah.
And at least from what I recall, I don't think we did a meal with it. I think mm-hmm. that it was pretty much what we did was after service, we stayed in the auditorium. We'd have a, patriotic type themed service. And mm-hmm. then after service, we showed a video. We did kind of like we do with the graduates for weeks in advance. We asked our veterans and their wives or husbands, whoever, to get us pictures. I say right. wives because, I mean, let's face it, they know where the pictures are.
Sure.
All right. So they'd get us pictures. We'd scan them in. This is, really before the digital days. And we'd get those all in and put them in a video. After service, we'd show the video. We would have them stand up. We'd have our veterans stand up. And we would honor those ladies and gentlemen and just really let them know we appreciate what they do. Sometimes right. we would do the medley and have them stand up during their branch of the service that they served in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a really neat thing to do. And so, and then you can pretty much, leave it at that. If it's appropriate, you can call people up and give them a certificate, much like we've done with Lads to Leaders in the past, and mm-hmm. just kind of, give them something saying, here, we're honoring you. We're grateful for your service. We're grateful for what you've done. Here's what you've accomplished, whatever the case may be. And hand that out, and then you're pretty much done. You know, you can have an elder say a few words, have your preacher say a few words. It can be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Just some kind of themed night where you're honoring a group of people.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to do a meal, and that can be a quicker event, a quicker banquet type honors night that you could do.
Yeah.
So that's one idea.
Yeah, that's kind of how we roll with the year-round completion events for Lads to Leaders. It's just after Sunday morning service, the kids come up, they get recognized, and then we say,
mm-hmm.
thank you, and then we hit the door. So
right.
it works really good, and Jared and Allison, who kind of oversee our Lads program, they do a great job putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, it's just simple, quick, and easy, and it makes it happen. The other thing you can do is it's like a reception with a small presentation. You don't have to go full scale every time you do a banquet or an event like this. You don't have to go full out every time. So, if you're thinking, all of our Sundays are eat up, that's fine. Do it on a Saturday evening. People mm-hmm. are going to come, Sunday afternoon. You can do it after evening worship, whatever the case might be. If you're wanting to shorten it down and it's not really that big of an event, just put a little stamp of time on it. Don't have to necessarily do it on a Sunday, but you don't have to go full scale every time you're trying to do one of these.
Right.
And I think
right.
sometimes we want to go overkill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the nature of the beast of ministry. No, not just youth ministry, but ministry. You want to do it all out every time.
Right,
and sometimes
right.
you just don't have those resources. So you got to yeah. be careful. And one way to do that is to just kind of do a reception with a small little presentation, and it cuts down on the things you'll need mm-hmm. and the amount of time, and it gives you more flexibility on the days that you can use.
And to be honest, I think that the people that are being honored, they're okay with that because it's not that they ask for it, but when it's provided, really just the feeling of somebody appreciates me.
Right.
Somebody feels special that I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big idea with all of these, whether you go small or whether you go big.
Right.
And so even if you're calling their name out from the podium, that this person accomplished this, and we thank this member for doing this,
mm-hmm.
that's the point.
Yeah.
And so every case does not require, like Wes said, a huge meal and to go full scale.
Right.
Moving things around and all that. Now, sometimes that's fun, and sometimes
yeah.
it is
yeah.
more appropriate, or maybe the situation calls for that. So mm-hmm. the next one, which I would say does, is you could do a fun themed type dinner.
Right.
Now, this is going to be your sweetheart banquet.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be your widow's widower's fun dinner. Now, I mean, that could go either way. You could do that really formal, or you could do it fun. The last one we did it as a 50s 50s dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a sock hop.
Yeah.
So all the girls had their poodle skirts on. The guys had, well, I
you had on a poodle skirt.
No. I didn't have a poodle skirt on. But I did have the khakis, the flooding khakis with the white socks, and I had the button up with the sweater tied around my neck. So I went that way. The teenagers, most of the boys, had on the black pants with the white t-shirt and a deck of cards rolled up in their sleeves. So it was kind of like the preps and the greasers, I guess.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how that went.
I got to see pictures of this.
They're somewhere. We'll have to find them. That was a lot of fun. I did a big sketch of a jukebox, and mm-hmm. so that was kind of our picture background, our backdrop for our background there. And then we played some games. We did 50s trivia.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of fun, and that was pretty much the night. And so you can have a fun dinner where you have a theme and you decorate. And just go big, putting posters on the wall and different things,
yeah.
and decorating each table in a fun way. And so, you know, that's one idea. It's not as much an acknowledgement as it is a fellowship opportunity.
Yeah, just time to be together.
Just, yeah, we love you. You were not forgotten, and, you know, we care about you. And so you could do that type of event as a fun dinner.
Right,
and then you talk about the last one here.
The last one is like a formal dinner, you know, where you honor the attendees, you put together a nice little video, you have a nice meal. Sometimes we will cater meals.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people bring, like you do with Rick's. You know, we'll have people bring in the food. That way, we can really concentrate on just honoring the people, and the people that are honored don't feel like they have to fix food.
Right. Oh no, you know? You don't ever want that. That's a good point to make.
So, you know, you have the teens or the elementary students serve their food, that kind of thing. You know, we're not talking like showing up in tuxedos, but we're talking about, you know, being nice and presentable and mm-hmm. making them feel comfortable just coming, sitting down, taking time, not rushing, and being honored, and we're thanking them for what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
A formal dinner like that is... it's where you go all out. You mm-hmm. know, it's one of those where you take the time and you plan and you find a budget for it, because let's yep. face it, you know, anytime you're putting a big dinner like this together and you're going to cater food, you're going to have decorations, you're going to have lots of things going on, you're going to have to budget it well.
Yeah. You're going to be in the hole easily $500.
For sure.
Depending on how many people.
If you do it right. Yeah. So, you know, like the banquet that we have Sunday, it's a catered meal for those that we're honoring. You know, and I could tell you how much it costs right now, but because, you know, we have to watch what we do, and you know, we have to be held accountable for those things. And I could tell you down to the penny how much we've spent on this thing, but it's worth it. I mean, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
If it's within your means of being able to afford something like this, do it as often as you can to honor these people. So a formal dinner where they can come in, sit down, relax, and just be honored is really something cool, and it can really boost their morale, because let's be real, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, if somebody does something for you, it's a shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So formal dinners are good for everybody across the board.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll just pause and say again, what we kind of said in the middle of that was, you don't want the people you're honoring to fix the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. that's just so important. If you're going to have a dinner for teachers, make sure that somebody besides the teachers are cooking, whether you cater it or you have people bring in food. Just make sure that, you know, you are honoring them. You don't want to put them to work.
Right.
And so I think that's an important point to make.
Absolutely. And on the same token, some of them are going to work regardless. You know what
you
I mean?
You have to make them sit down. Yeah.
Some people just cannot stand to not be working. That's just how they're wired. And so you have to go to them and say, hey, look,
mm-hmm.
just take a break. We got it.
Yeah.
This is for you. Just calm down.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. We had a 39ers dinner. I don't know what they called it. 39ers banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner banquet. I don't know, because I'm not a 39er yet. Which it just hit me. I'm 3 years away from being 39. But anyway, so I don't know. Will I become a 39er after that, or is it? No, I think it's 50 or 55 and above. So anyway,
I got
a ways to go. But they were having a dinner, and I don't know if I was I don't know if I was out with the teens or if I just happened to drive up here to the building, but I drove by and I saw we have two members who are the primary contacts or the primary leaders of this group, and they right. plan the events and whatnot. And I drove by and I looked in the window as I was going under the breezeway, and I looked into the annex, and there they were, and they had chef's jackets and big tall chef's hats on. And I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty clever. So that's if you're awesome. Having one of those fun dinners, or even a formal one, depending on what the situation is,
yeah,
jazz it up a little bit. You know, you can make it even more fun. You know, think outside the box with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look around, do some research. What are the chefs in restaurants? What are they wearing? You know, what did it look like? And you can kind of theme what you're going to, even the servers can make it fun for them
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know, you could wear a tux or you could wear a white chef's jacket and mm-hmm. a chef's hat. And I think that's one way to make it even more fun. So be creative with your events. Even if it's just an acknowledgement in the auditorium, be creative maybe in what you say and really do a big job of honoring people in what you say and what you say about them. Gather information from family. That's one of the best ways to describe somebody, is to let their kids, their grandkids, their grandparents, their parents, their cousins, let family members be the ones to form what you're going to say about them, because they know them the best.
Yeah.
And then mix some of your own words in there too. But, you know, I always like to hear, and this is going to change directions really quick, but at funerals,
yeah.
I really like it when the preacher has gone to the family members and said, you know, what would you say? What do you want me to say about your family member? Yeah. And, you know, it just makes it more personal. And so I think in the same way, when we have these dinners, it's kind of neat to see how the family members would describe their loved ones. So
right.
anyway, that's about it as far as, you know, our discussion on planning banquets and honors nights.
Yeah.
Think about the best time that you could do it. You're not going to find an open day in the schedule where nobody has anything to do. So,
sure.
you yeah. know, but do be strategic about it. If you know there's a big event somewhere else, you may not want to do it on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So be a little bit strategic. Make sure that it's suitable. Make sure that it's noted. And you do want to do these periodically. I would say you probably don't want to do them too often.
Right.
Because you don't want them to be too watered down. And not be as meaningful as they could. We don't do an elders banquet every year. Mm-hmm. We don't do elders appreciation every single year.
No.
Because I don't want the teens to, you know, just think, oh, well, here we're doing this again. I want them yeah. to mean it. And so when we do it, I want it to be, you know, let's think about, you know, all of the things lately that they have done for us, and mm-hmm. same way with some of the other things, but yeah. some are appropriate to do every year and some maybe more often.
Yeah. You know, you don't want people to get burned out on getting honored. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can, it's an interesting
that
way
sounds
to say
bad
it,
when you say it like but, that, but
you know, I mean, yeah. if you're constantly having, that's why I think the short recognition things mm-hmm. are so key, to throw those in there, because you want to recognize people. But just sitting down and taking an hour and a half or 2 hours every time,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually it's going to just become part of the process for people.
Right.
They're just going to be like, well, I got to go to this thing. So if you just kind of kick it, you know, around and have different things that are coming up, and you say, okay, this is an opportunity for us to utilize doing a shorter ceremony, a shorter mm-hmm. reception for these people. Use those opportunities so that, you know, it still hits them in the feels when you do something big for them. So what kind of things do you do? That's what we want to know. That's what we yep. want to hear from you. What kind of dinners do you have? What's something that we can use, that we can copy off of you and take all the credit for? No, totally kidding. We
do love ideas.
Yes, we love
We're
to hear
all
new
about
things
it.
and we will share those. If you get those into us, we will share those so that other people can see the great work that God is using you for. Jess, final rush time.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up for you, buddy?
Well, I'm getting pretty excited now that it's February about our Gulf Coast retreat.
That's right.
GYM Gulf Coast retreat. Yeah. And that's coming up on the 23rd. And pretty excited about that. We've got, I think, 38 teens signed up right
Sweet.
Now at the time. So I think there's somewhere around 50, 55 people total. That's with adults and everybody. So awesome. I'm super excited about that. And right now I'm pretty heavily planning for our Dominican Republic mission trip.
That's right.
Coming up the end of May into June. And so we've been just making sure we've got our I's dotted and our T's crossed, passport right. stuff like you're talking about. We'll be meeting pretty soon to, you know, let everybody know we've got to get this done. We've got to get these passports. That's the big thing. You don't want to wait to the last minute. I've got an interesting story about that. I'll tell you in a little bit. But,
yes, I would love to hear.
So you don't want to have to expedite that process. You want to give it about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because that's about how long it takes. And so yeah, just in, if you're curious about that, if you're trying to get a passport or you need one.
Yeah.
So those are two kind of big things that are on my mind that I have coming up. We have a devotional Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited to be back at Brooks for our weekly prayer group.
Yeah.
It's building steam back after the break from the holidays.
Sure.
Each week we're gaining more students.
That's awesome.
And so that's kind of what we got going on. How about you? What's coming up?
You know, just the norm. You know, of course, we got the banquet Sunday, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited about that. And then, you know, CYC's at the end of the month for us. Mm-hmm. And listen, I know Lads to Leaders starts April 14th, but man, it's crunch time. I mean, it's right in the middle of preparation time. So we've got a lot of Lad stuff going on. I don't know of a single service this year that we haven't been a part of except New Year's Day that some group hasn't met, you know, at least an hour before services to start working. So it's just
same here. It's
just a crazy time.
It's a whirlwind.
Of the year. Yeah, very, very busy and very proud of those students and the work that they're putting in. And but you know, other than that, it's just, you know, like you, we're getting ready for some mission trips. We're getting ready for our group mission trip, and you know, we want you to pray for those things. Pray for our groups. Pray for our kids as they go out and they work in areas that they're not really familiar with, especially yours going, you know, hopping over the pond and going to the Dominican. That's going to be awesome for them. So just pray for that. We'll be praying for you if you've got trips coming up. But we want to hear from you. Whatever you've got going on, your banquets, your dinners, your trips, whatever's coming up. And Jess is going to tell you how to get in touch with us.
Get in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/MinistryZoo. You can just search for us there when you log on to Facebook at MinistryZoo on Twitter. We're on the iTunes and Google Play apps. Also, the Podomatic app, you can download the AIM, A-I-M, that's Adventures in Ministry. They have a website at adventuresinministry.com. You can also download their app. You can find us there under podcasts. And then email us, please, please, please email us at ministryzoo@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
That's it.
That's where we can be found, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in to the Zoo today. We appreciate you so very much, and we will talk to you again soon. Go Cubs.
See ya.